This is the G-Talk Podcast, the podcast from young adults to young adults. You can find it on gtalkpodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe on the website, where you can find it on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean.
Today's episode is sponsored by 10 Piece Wet. The link is in the bio.
Hey besties, it's your girl Maya Fiasco, your fave set slayer, keeping that petty player. And just in time for summer, 10 Piece Wet is bringing you the hottest pieces in fashion jewelry, keeping your set wet for less. The store is open now and updates regularly, so follow us on all social media at 10 Piece Wet. That's T-E-N-N, like in Tennessee, because I know y'all ain't think the chicken was the only thing getting hot down here.
All right, y'all, welcome to the G-Talk Podcast. This is the first pod from the new spot. Just want to say thanks to Cliff, Terry, Jeremiah, Veronica, and Alex for helping me move. And it was pretty smooth. We were really done with the heavy lifting at like noon.
Yeah.
Well, actually, before that, because...
Yeah, because we were definitely at Lowe's by now.
As a matter of fact, I returned the Lowe's truck by 11:15. So, but also, so background to that, this morning I woke up, I didn't reserve a U-Haul. I literally had everything else, but I didn't reserve a U-Haul.
Responsible adult forgot the one thing.
I know. But luckily, so I called around town. Nobody had a truck. Nobody. I'm like, nobody. And I'm thinking, damn. And I was checking the availabilities. The soonest it would be like 2 o'clock. I already told people 9 o'clock. I'm just thinking, this ain't gonna work well. But luckily, I called Lowe's and they said, yeah, we got one. And, you know, it was a nice utility van. It was plenty of space. So, really, we only had one
load. Yeah.
Yeah, just one. Yeah, we only took one trip. And luckily, at a new spot, both the doors open wide open. So, it wasn't, we didn't have to fit through no tight spaces. So, the move was smooth. So, if you could, I would just recommend packing up most you can and make it easier, because honestly, we kind of had too many people. Wouldn't you agree?
I think you did good because you had already moved like the smaller things, like your closet and a lot of the smaller things, like your kitchen was mostly moved. So I think, you know, that helped. And Slick, he had like one too many bodies. Not including me. Right. Because I was told I didn't have to do any heavy lifting.
Yeah. But, you know, it's better to be overprepared than underprepared.
Correct.
And shout out to Flame. I know she funny. Because I tweeted, I said, anybody got a truck? And she like said, oh, so you need a truck, huh? I was like,
I missed it.
Yeah, but I made it happen, and things are good. Just got to settle in now. Got all the necessities, and yeah, it's my first time living alone, so we'll just see how this goes. Shout out to Chris, my next-door neighbor. He seems to be cool. So
he's going to turn Garrison into a White Claw drinker. I just see it.
If y'all see featuring Chris on a future episode, then you know who it is. Cool dude. But yeah, today, look, I'm tired. It's like 4:30. I actually got a birthday party to go to.
Thought it was a graduation party.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, graduation. My customer's graduation. My customer's daughter graduation party. So congrats, Michaela, if you're listening to this. Congratulations. And I'll see you later. What else?
What happened this week?
What did happen this week?
I don't know. You tell me.
I actually wanted to talk to you about, because you probably use this for your podcast too, this segment, but, you know, so this is another G-Talk by Totally Judging crossover.
Pew, 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 pew. Because y'all haven't heard me give y'all the verbal ones in a minute.
All right. But, you know, your podcast coming along, and It's good that you incorporated guests last time.
Yeah.
Especially now that you're getting a new mic, you should definitely have like a rotating.
I'm trying to be like the pod father.
Now, what I do is I let people know at the beginning of the week.
He does.
Typically. Now, sometimes it might be short notice sometimes.
Yeah.
Like this was short notice. But, you know, had to make it happen. You know, just like what I said about being consistent. You got to make it happen. Like, it's my moving day.
And he's still recording.
Yeah.
Gotta make it happen.
Yeah, just gotta make it happen. But yeah, incorporate a little bit more, you know, guests and.
Oh yeah, y'all totally judging is rebranding. Somewhere in July, y'all gonna see a completely different look for Totally Judging.
Yeah, I actually got a topic I want to talk about.
Ooh.
Well, this will be for a future pod, but so I'm 28 and you're 29, and I was thinking about this. I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast, and they was talking about what would you do if like your partner said, "Yo, I need for you to fight somebody."
Yo, did you see the video though?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were in Miami. That's where it was.
But. Even with that conversation, that just made me think, what would make me fight today? Like what would make you get into a physical altercation?
I have not physically had to fight since elementary school.
All my life.
All my life I had to fight. Now, shout out to Sean and Hunter.
No, but seriously though, I thought about it and I was like, because I'm a pretty patient person. Like I'll talk it out.
I want to know what would push me so far where I called my dude to come fight for me.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like just knowing your partner, a good partner wouldn't put you in that predicament.
Correct.
I will say that.
But I don't know. I feel like there has to be a level of disrespect that you reach where you're like.
Yeah, but.
Nigga, did you just say that to me? I'm calling him.
Yeah, but that makes you even think. Well, unless they're like. Your relative, that's understandable, but why would you call another male to fight your current dude?
What's crazy is the girl was holding him back. So she called him, he pulls up to her job.
Yeah.
And she's holding him back from fighting.
That's the worst too. Like a on the job altercation, that's
my thing is like, why didn't she just take the appropriate protocol and go to HR? That's what my life is about now. I'm calling the police and I'm going to HR.
Yeah. Yeah. Limelight, this is upcoming Friday. You going?
I'm going.
Yeah, I think I might go.
I think I'm going just for like the nostalgia of it all.
Now, you said they was doing booths?
They've got booths for $1,500.
See, but that's not Limelight though.
Well, you know, Limelight always had booths.
Yeah, but
people just didn't buy them.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody went to Limelight for a booth.
Right. It's happy hour.
Nobody went to Limelight for a booth.
But they also, this time they're going to be open till 2 a.m. And that's new for them as well.
Oh, I definitely won't be there till 2 a.m.
I will be gone before 9:30.
You think it's going to be like stupid pack?
I think that it's going to be in two different buildings. Well, I know that it's going to be in two different buildings.
Two different buildings.
Yes. So they rented out buildings right next to each other.
Yeah. Smart move.
Right?
Yeah.
So they have like a gigantic parking lot. So you can pull up. There's going to be bars in both buildings, according to Instagram. Me and my friends have been planning.
I'm just glad it wasn't a hoax. Because I
saw. Oh, yeah. When he first teased it, I definitely didn't think it was real.
Yeah. I definitely thought. It was just talk.
I definitely thought it was talk. But apparently they're coming back. Like
they're
buying they're buying a new location.
Yeah. I just wish they never left that original location because that was perfect.
I just feel like it's not Limelight unless it's like where Limelight was on Woodland Avenue.
But then again, it's just like the church. It's not the building. The people make it up. Nah. Just like Homecoming 2019 at Kung Fu, it felt like Limelight.
Yeah, seriously. But we didn't have the happy hour. I wasn't drunk.
Nah, it didn't matter. Shout out to Bugs, but this man, like when I told him I knew Potts, he said, "You know Potts?" This man started buying me round after round.
For real?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh no, we got a karaoke room at Kung Fu, and was lit. Like I have a whole video of Malcolm doing karaoke.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. See. Oh, right, speaking of Malcolm, shout out to Malcolm, man. This man always on the back of a truck.
But it's a different truck every day. So this shout out to Malcolm for
this
that.
This man is on the back of a truck every day.
Every day.
I'm actually concerned. Like I just hope he be safe out there in Pittsburgh, man.
See, no, I'm concerned because everybody else he's had a video of everybody else in the truck. Like, do you ever get to drive Malcolm?
Yeah, it's like drive the truck, Malcolm. Damn. But every day he said, "Back at it again." Him and the other dude.
Right, he posts too, like his and somebody else's.
Right.
Okay, I got one for you though, because we're gonna talk about this on Totally Judging. Okay. Now I want to get your perspective.
Okay.
You meet your 18-year-old self, and you can only say three words. What are they?
Three words.
Three words.
Get out now.
Damn, what were you doing at 18?
Go to college.
You went to college.
Get the hell on. Well, nah, I mean, honestly, the 18-year-old me was a good guy. Very innocent before. I never had a drink. Never smoked.
Okay.
I was pure. And I mean, yeah, I was a good kid at 18. So
did that shortly change?
Well, no, I mean, I'm still a good kid. It's just that I was just exposed to some vices, and it changed my perspective. Because in high school, I thought people who drank and smoked were bad people.
I definitely thought people who smoked were bad people.
Yeah, but like now, it's like you know. Like,
being away from your parents will do that.
Now, if the 18-year-old saw the 28-year-old me, like, nigga, what?
Me and my brother had this conversation. Like,
what the hell is you doing?
I told him that my three words would be, leave him, bitch.
Damn.
And my brother was like, dang, would 18-year-old Veronica respond to bitch well? And I was like, no, she wouldn't have. Mm. She'd be ready to, like, curse you out.
All right.
But like without curse words, because I was that person.
Sheesh. Yeah. Do you count high school relationships? Like, do those count now?
I don't know. Y'all don't want to see the facial reaction. I don't know. Does the one, like, because I transitioned from high school to college with the same relationship, so
okay. I guess that's an asterisk. It's like a
I really like, kind of don't count it as a high school relationship though, because we got together senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that we went to prom and graduation together, you would never know.
Well,
do you count them?
Not really.
I feel like if it's a body, it's a body.
Yeah, but it's. Think about what all a relationship in high school encompassed. You look good. I look good. Let's see each other at school.
Damn.
And maybe we go to the movies.
Maybe.
Or go to the movies periodically. But what else was there to a high school relationship?
Other than my senior year, I always dated someone at another school.
Yeah.
So I mean, they were complexed and full of drama.
Really?
Yeah, I could have had like a whole reality show in high school.
You was going through drama in high school?
Oh yeah, that's why I don't do it now. Yeah. My life was dramatic as fuck because I was dramatic.
Yeah. I'm trying to set this AT&T up. This shit is not working.
No, know, but I really want to know, like, if it was a body in high school, do you count it? Versus if it wasn't a body in high school, you don't count it?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you can. I mean, a body is a body. Like, you gotta, you know, you can't you undo count it. The body. Yeah, like, you can't undo what you did. But as far as, like, if someone tried to come at you sideways, like, bro, you dated her in high school. I can't talk to her now. I'm like, nigga, that was 10 plus years ago.
I dated somebody again in my adulthood that I dated in high school. Mm. And it was like damn near the exact same relationship. Had to go.
For real?
Yes.
Like, how long ago was it?
It was like 3-4 years ago. We dated again. And we originally dated sophomore and junior year.
Hmm.
It was like the same shit. He was talking about the same shit. And I was like,
damn.
Damn.
You know what that's called? Regression. You know, a little meme. You know what I call that? Growth. Well, nah, that's a regression. Or stagnation.
Stagnation is more like it. Which is crazy because he also went to TSU.
What's his name? I'm joking. Don't.
No, nah, that main thing I talk about him too. Like, I can't give y'all his name.
But he probably knows exactly. He's like, oh, this motherfucker.
Yes. That's what, like, that's his thing. Like, you be talking about me, bro. I be talking about me.
Me.
My life. You chose to enter it.
Still, though, it's kind of a slippery slope.
Okay. I'll pose this question. If you were proposed to in high school, but that didn't work out, and you later found out that the ring wasn't real, do you count that relationship or no?
If it's a proposal, yes.
I don't count that shit.
He proposed to you.
So?
But you count a relationship to someone who didn't propose to you?
Correct.
No, but wait. Let's dial this back. What made him propose to you? At 18.
Oh, I wasn't 18. I was 16. He was 18.
You wouldn't even. Wow. Okay. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. I really couldn't tell you why he proposed. He proposed, and like a week later, he ran away from home, and he was missing for like a month.
I remember that shit. People who ran away from home.
Like. DCS was called. Like, this man ran away from home, and I was like, when he came back, I was like, nah, this ain't gonna work. A week, he was like, well, but you can keep the ring. A week later, I found out that ring was like from Walmart. Well, yeah. I was massive.
What'd you expect?
K's jeweler. That's what I expected.
At 16?
Correct.
Well,
I was already wearing real jewels, like real stones.
Okay, now looking back now as a 29-year-old and living life a little bit,
I feel like I was played still, even as a 29-year-old.
What?
I also feel like I was foolish for saying yes.
You say yes?
Yes. How else do you think I got the ring?
What?
Would you give somebody a ring who said no?
Wow. So what happened? Like, did he call it off, or was it the whole runaway from home thing?
Okay, so he ran away from home, and then my grandfather was in the hospital, right? And so no one was at the house but me and my brother. So he came over, and I was like, "Where the fuck you been?" He was like, "Damn, we cursing now?" And I was like, "You've been gone for a month."
That's a long time.
Especially like when you're in high school, like. Come on now. I ain't talked to you in a month. Like, legit. We done. And so, he was like, we're done for real? I was like, yeah.
Did you throw the ring at him?
I did not.
Oh, damn.
No, because he was like a boxer. Like, he was heavy into boxing. Like, big arms. I was a little scared to call it off. I was like, oh, if he hit me, I'm going to have to go down scrapping. Like, it's OV. I might die today. But anybody who knew me in high school knows, like, at my house, we had all the hammocks. So we're laying in the hammock talking, and I tell him that he could have his ring back. I said in a much pettier way. But I told him that I would that I was calling the engagement off. And he was like, no, you're not. And then I had to get out the hammock because I was scared.
So you're really considering it?
Yeah. I had already kind of started planning this wedding in my head.
Really?
Yes, but I had to lie. I told my mother that it was a promise ring.
That's a big commitment that she was ready for.
I feel like Disney kind of fed me all these lies about like falling in love in high school and being together forever with that one person. I really wanted that in my life at 16.
Mm-hmm.
And now at 29, I'm very glad that that didn't happen.
Yeah, because you... Yeah, you, I don't think that, yeah, that probably wouldn't have worked out.
I don't know if I would have gotten to go to college.
No, you probably would have had like 8 kids by now. You'd have been barefoot and pregnant. Facts. Yeah.
No, like, I'm just a loss for words to respond to that.
Like, imagine if you got married at 16, you would probably have like
two. My mama kids. Would have never, ever in her life let me do that.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, she was still your guardian and you couldn't act on your own.
But, like, at 18, could have been like cheap ass wedding at church and reception in the fellowship hall. This right. man is really trying to put his Wi-Fi together and can't get it.
Man, AT&T sucks, man. I'm going to figure it out later.
When I get Would back. You have proposed at 16?
Heck no.
Oh, okay. You weren't a romantic?
No. Well, it just, that wasn't even on my mind. I didn't even understand marriage. As a kid, I just thought mom and dad. I didn't know the financials behind it and the legalities and the... You know, I didn't know anything about it. I just thought it was... Because even with relationships back then, it was just a cute thing. It wasn't that in-depth.
I wonder, looking back, like, if he proposed because, like, he wanted a family. And he didn't want his family.
Does he have kids now?
I have no idea.
You should check in and report on your podcast.
He ran to my brother, like, 7 years ago. And I... Other than that, I have no idea.
Hmm.
Last thing I heard was he was still boxing. So, shout out to you, O'Neal. I just feel like if you hear this, if fate leads you to hear this, shout out to you, bruh.
Hey, if you're listening, shout out to you, O'Neal.
Right. I hope you got that love that you were seeking.
Oh, last topic real quick. So what are some double standards that you can live with and some that you can't live with?
Okay. I can live with men taking out the trash.
That's not a standard. That's just chivalry.
Okay.
So actually I saw something like that on Twitter and people were like, I'm okay with gender roles, and they were naming the man take out the trash and men hold the door, men pump gas. I'm like, that's
chivalry. Because we had this conversation chivalry. Last time I was here. I got
actually
one.
Got deleted, yeah. But
I got one. No, we talked about it with Deanna too.
Yeah.
The second time. I am okay with men having to be drafted into the army and women not.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I talked to this Vietnam veteran. He was a demolition expert. He seen it all. He flew in on a helicopter while his men was getting killed next to him.
Damn.
And, you know, we complain about our struggles. Listen here. If you was born in 1940, the 40s, and then when you was in graduate high school, you talking about, hey, guess what? You're going to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to our lifestyle now?
Uh-huh.
I was going to limelight and turning up and... living our best life?
Correct.
Come on. But nah, seriously, hearing it from him, and he remembered everything. Everything.
Oh, he's got to have some, like, real trauma.
And, you know, much respect to veterans out there, but I couldn't imagine being 19
at war.
And like, you're getting shot at.
Correct.
Bombs are going off on you. People getting sniped.
Like, you have been flown overseas. Well,
not in a good seas, way.
But like,
yeah, no, literally, you going overseas.
You were flewed out to fight.
Yeah, not the vacation and all that. You about to go
murk some people.
And honestly, the Vietnam War, it wasn't popular at all.
No.
Like, it was.
Socially, it was very.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Opposed.
And then imagine coming back and then you getting treated badly by your own people.
Imagine coming back.
Imagine being black.
My great uncles did that. I was like, oh, imagine coming back and the woman that you loved when you left is married.
Like, my great uncle, matter of fact, everybody who's black, they're great. Well, depending on how old you are, how they are, but
we at least one great.
Yeah, like we all got family members who served in the army. And correct. Shout out to my uncle Michael. He told me the story Thanksgiving 2019. Basketball saved his life.
Really?
He was over in Vietnam.
So my uncle Bill was at Vietnam, and he came back, and like, I guess like what kept him sane was betting. Mm. And he was good at it.
Mm. Well, my uncle Michael, he said his drill sergeant said, you got two choices. You can either go out there on the front lines and fight, or you can take care of this gym and maintain it.
Oh, so basketball legit saved his life.
No, literally, it saved his life. And, you know, he was in the Army basketball team and all that. But, wow. But yeah, he said, because he was like, dog, people's getting killed, like, at a high rate.
High rate. Front line?
Oh, yeah. Like, he was going to go into combat. Yeah.
I really just could not imagine that being our lives.
I couldn't either. But yeah, shout out to all the veterans out there. Shout out to those who currently serve, too. We definitely appreciate your service.
Correct.
Last topic. Oh, this is what I've been meaning to talk about. Knowing when it's time to go. Like, when you out, it's an art to know when it's time to go. Sometimes people like to linger too much. And not even lingering too much. Sometimes you might have someone who might be too drunk.
Who? Oh, and they don't even know they too drunk?
And it's like, yo, you got to identify when it's time to go. But hey, yeah, I see where this is going. I think it's about time we head out. Me, I'm not really much of a late night person no more. Which I don't care. But do you know when it's time to go?
No.
You don't know when it's time to go?
No.
All right. So for those who ever ride with me somewhere, if I give you that look, if my eyes get big and I just stare at you, just know that it's time to go.
For me, it's just either when I get bored or when I get tired.
The worst shit is when you ride with somebody. The worst shit is when you ride with someone who don't know when it's time to go.
So for me, usually my friends ride with me. And my thing is like, all I need is like, I'm always ready to go for the most part.
All right.
That's like good. After 11, I'm always ready to go. And we could have gotten there at 10:30.
Okay. That's
yeah.
That's so respectable.
My bed.
But sometimes you got some people who just.
I think it's also about comfort level. Like, cause like. What time, like, when do you leave if you're having, like, loads of fun?
Well, when it's fun, you just kind of just let it flow. You know, honestly, time isn't really a factor when you're having fun.
Right.
But depends on when, you know.
I usually gauge when other people start to leave. So, like, all I need is one other person to leave. For me to be like, okay, I'm going to head on out. Bye, y'all.
Yeah, my thing is, do you wait that long until where people are leaving? Because that's kind of a long time when people start leaving.
No, I just need one person.
Oh, okay.
Like, one person has to be out. And I'm like, okay, it's now. I'm not the first person, so I don't look lame. We can go.
Yeah, really, all it takes is one. They're like, well, just, I guess I'll see y'all later. And then, oh, yeah, you know, me too. And then everybody start leaving.
I feel like a lot of people do that. They're just waiting on the one.
Yeah. It just takes one.
It just takes one to be like, okay, I'm out.
And the next, you know, shit,
it's never,
man,
the drunk person.
Hey, my shit. I'm about to roll out too. Man, you know what? Hey, man. Person. I'm about to leave too. But, yeah.
Oh, it's also hard being that person when you're like, when your friends are counting on you to help clean up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you stay late, though. You become part of the cleanup crew.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Or if you show up early, you become part of the setup crew.
Or when they lie to you and tell you the wrong time and you just show up at the time they told you and you're just like, damn, ain't shit set up. I'm going to go run to Starbucks. I'll catch up in a few minutes.
Yeah. But yeah, sometimes, yeah, it's just, well, one, that's why I always drive, so that I ain't got to deal with that. You can stay, but I'm gone. I'm out, because one thing I don't like is being on other people's time.
I know, and I also don't like the idea of feeling stranded.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got some things to work on, too, myself, because sometimes, let's say if we're out to eat and then we finish eating, drinking, and then we pay, and then we're kind of sitting there, one thing I got to work on is just chilling.
Oh, so like once you're done at the restaurant, you're done. You can't just like kick it at the table.
I can
get
kick
thirsty
it.
Again, order another round, get a whole nother tab.
So normally, yeah, with me, if I'm just sitting there.
Well, once the tabs pay, you're done.
Everybody know we pay. Sit there for a little minute. And then I'm like, all right, well, you ready? And I just got to just enjoy the moment.
Even if the conversation's flowing, you still be like, you ready?
No. Like, if it's good, great conversation, yeah. But I guess I just feel like maybe we can just do something else.
Oh, we can go somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, like, let's do something else besides kind of like sit here, you know.
Oh, dang.
But
I'm not saying that I like just be at a table all the time, because I do be like, oh, yeah, I know the server needs to turn the table over. But like, I've sat places where I'd be like, hey, can you go get my server again? Like, we gonna order again.
Yeah.
Like, let's run up another cab.
But, that's all I got. Once again, I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
For helping me out. Seriously, you done set up some stuff. You was the last of the crew to stick around. The moving
See,
crew.
I'm a mover inner, not a mover outer.
Yeah. But yeah, seriously, we did pretty good. We to start at like 9:50-ish, and me return that truck at 11:15. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, no. That is impressive.
That was pretty impressive. Luckily, I moved right down the street, too. So, it wasn't like a cross-town commute. Because then that would have been hell.
That would have been hell. Especially the way you drove off. If it wasn't for Terry. Shout out to Terry.
What happened?
Give him his drop. Shout out to Terry.
Hold on. Wait. Here we go.
Get Terry messing again!
If it wasn't for Terry, I never would have made it here the first time.
Whatever.
Y'all left us.
Oh, damn. My bad.
Like, because, you know, turning left on Old Hickory ain't easy.
It ain't. That's why, second time I waited on you.
Yeah. Because I stopped and put stuff in your compactor. But that first time in that little truck, I was like, oh, shit. But fortunately, I followed Terry, and he knew his way here.
Yeah. All right, y'all. It's the first pod from the new spot. Many more to come. Housewarming to be announced. Maybe a couple weeks. I definitely plan on having a little shindig, and I'm working on the place. It's coming together. Yeah, it's gonna come out nice. Hopefully, I set up the internet. But any last words, Veronica?
No, y'all already know I've been on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Insert totally judging.
Oh, right, by the way, the moving crew was the podcast crew from the 100th, so that was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah.
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 But once again, shout out to Cliff, Alex, Terry, Jerry, Veronica. I wish I could have got Terry and Jerry on here, but
maybe they'll do a roommates reunion episode.
Yeah.
Homecoming.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. This has been like a very transitional period for all three of us. But it's the end of a dynasty. All good things come to an end, unfortunately. But take advantage of while you do have that situation, seriously. Because it ain't gonna always be like that. You know?
And update us how you feel living alone.
I will. I will do a Young and Stable part 2 episode. If you haven't listened to Young and Stable part 1, I believe that's episode 57. It was me, Malcolm, and Kelsey on that one. So check that one out. And then I'm going to do a part 2 just because things have changed.
Yeah.
So I'll keep y'all updated as I venture into this solo living life. And until next time, we out.
Bye.
Peace. All right, y'all, I'm back. I'm just checking in. This is my first work night at the new spot. Had my first meal. I made some salmon and some Brussels sprouts. Came home. Everything was exactly how I left it. I guess that's something I gotta get used to, which is a nice feeling. But yeah, just checking in from the last time that me and Veronica recorded on Saturday. You know, living alone, it's been cool so far. So far, it's been cool. The only difference or big difference that I noticed immediately was it's, especially at nighttime, gets kind of lonely. You know, I'm so used to, you know, hearing either Jeremiah come in later or Terry coming in and out randomly, but yeah, that is no more. So it's definitely really quiet too. But you know, I've been reaching out to my people who live alone, and they said you know, it's something that you'll get used to, but you know, initially that's a normal feeling. Just wanted to say, because when Veronica asked me what was going on this week, I forgot to mention you know, what's going on down in Miami. So I just want to say prayers to the families affected by that condo collapsing. It's been literally it's been seen in alerts, getting updates every day on that situation. There's still over 100 people who are unaccounted for. So it's definitely a tragic situation, and you know, just hope for the best. I got my Wi-Fi to work finally, because on the earlier segment you heard me trying to get it set up, but I was missing a cable that was supposed to come at the apartment, but it was missing. So shout out to my boy Alan. He had dropped off the cable that I needed to get it set up, so I'm good to go. My network name is G Money. what else happened? What else? I'm still going back and forth to the old spot, doing some final cleaning. I'm definitely gonna be doing a lot of throwing away a lot of old stuff. And for those listening, rule of thumb, if you haven't touched it or used it in 2-3, well, shoot, even a year, you probably don't need it. You know, you probably just need to go ahead and throw it away. I was looking at some of that stuff in our storage at the old spot, and I literally forgot that I had that. So yeah, definitely don't hold on to it. Just get rid of it. But just want to end with, it's June 28th today. I just want to say that this month of June has been jam-packed. Every weekend was something. June 5th, went down to the Braves game in Atlanta. June 12th was the 100th podcast. June 18th was Miami. And then this past weekend, I moved. So literally every weekend, it was something going on. So I tweeted earlier about how June was eventful, and you know, a couple people retweeted, liked it, and they definitely said that their June has went well as well. So hopefully y'all continue to enjoy y'all year. Y'all be careful though. It's a Delta variant of COVID-19 going out, so just be on the lookout for that. Also, 4th of July is coming up, so you know, hope you have a good holiday weekend. Be safe. Also, play softball yesterday. That was my first time playing in like a month or so, but I did pretty well. First game, I didn't walk anybody. Second game, I got a little tired, but other than that, it was a great game. We hit well. Well, we hit well in the second game. I hit me a triple, had me an RBI double. So yeah, had a pretty good game. But yeah, we're going to be all right. Just got to work out a few kinks, but we'll be fine. But that's pretty much all I got. And mind you, this whole podcast was kind of just on a whim. You know, I just made sure that I did record one. I didn't want to skip a week despite the move. So, you know, forgive me if it seems not as structured. But hope y'all enjoy y'all week. Hope y'all enjoy y'all Wednesday and weekend if you're hearing it by now. But till next time, we out. You might hear me if someone else decides to come on between now and Wednesday. But if not, I'll see you next week. Peace.
What's your name, girlfriend? What's your name?